Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. Very good to see each of you. Now you know what the vessel Marilyn does when she's backstage with the cryon. She says all those words. She does not have to, but that is the signal that she has given. That is her parameter. You understand that, yes? It is always good to set the intention. And one thing that she has not done with you is help you learn to practice. So we want you to place your hand on something sacred and put your other hand in the air and repeat after us. I, and repeat your name, do promise to do everything in my power for the next 6 months to practice on everyone I can find to practice on. To practice my channeling ability. To practice my connection to my own higher self. To practice getting my own ego and my own filters out of the way. And to bring higher information to this planet. For I know when I connect, lives change. And when lives change, the mass consciousness also changes. And I am here as a light plurker to be the difference I would like to see on this planet. And to be a channel of spirit. And so it is. Yes, the vessel Marilyn's much shorter about things like that, eh? So no one understand that in that energy, in that connection, in that vibration, in that feeling, your vibration moves through you and beyond another. And when your vibration moves through you and beyond another, the souls connect. And as those souls connect, magic happens. And the magic is where you are. The magic is the connection as the new masculine energy here. As that energy is coming through, you know that vibration. You know you are shifting the consciousness of this planet. And as you are shifting the consciousness of this planet, everything is moving forward around you. And when everything moves forward around you, take a deep breath, huh? You are you. And we are excited that you decided to come back at this point in time. For you are a change maker. You are a status quo destabilizer. When you move into a room, something shifts into the energy. And as it shifts into the energy, that vibration comes to you and through you. And as that vibration comes to you and through you, you get to stand on one foot, you get to stand on the other foot, you get to move around, and you get to bring forth new children to this planet. And we know for the new children to this planet, it is not always easy. And as it is not always easy, we know that it can be difficult for the old children on this planet too, huh? And with those old children on this planet, it is time to just play. Arishnukashupa. Arishnukashupatika. Asikunuma. And in that energy, know that the vibration is for all, and with that connective force of that vibration, breathe. We've not breathed since we began, huh? Know that it is time to dance. It is time to dance with your heart. It is time to get out of your own way and realize that the wisdom that comes to you is moving in new ways. And as that wisdom is moving in new ways, you get the opportunity to be the new energy on this planet. And as you are the new energy on this planet, that activation that you are experiencing, something that your soul has not seen before. So are you ready to go to the new paradigm, dearest? Yes, because it's too late. You're there anyway. Because if you think that you can go backwards, it does not work that way. You are going forward. You are moving into the new realm. And as you are indeed moving into that new realm, understand that that energy is coming through. And with that energy coming through, you know that everything is so powerfully open. There is a new paradigm, dearest. You are a valuable being on this planet. You also get the opportunity to share your wisdom. It is time to not keep it to yourself. It is time to move into that energy. And as you move into that energy, your air comes through. Your breath gets stronger. And when that breath gets stronger, you know you can breathe forth the illuminated light of the mermaid that you have been. The sea welcomes you. So we don't know if you have any sea around here. But if you can get water somewhere in your energy field, that will help that energy and that flow. And with that energy and with that flow, the universe steps in. And the universe just says yes to you. And as the universe says yes to you, you get to say yes back. You get to also get out of your own way, dearest. You get to also think of, let's see, what are people going to think if I start channeling and my head spins around and everything comes through and I change lives, and what are my friends going to think? And this lifetime, they will think how wonderful you are as the magnificent being of light that's coming through. And as that magnificent being of light, we see the glow of humanity in your soul. We see that energy of illuminated wisdom in your soul. And with that wisdom, sometimes you think, I should be smarter. Yes, we see. Know that you are. Breathe into that wisdom. And you've got powerful guides all around you. So trust that energy. Yes. And as you trust that energy, you get the opportunity to celebrate you. And when you celebrate you, everyone in your circle also celebrates you. Because they celebrate them. And we know sometimes it's very difficult to be you. Huh? Breathe. It is only difficult because you believe that it is. It is not difficult anymore, is it? That's because you know. You know that energy, that love, that light, that wisdom. Your intuition is very clear. And as your intuition grows and grows, trust it. Trust that you're keeping to upgrade that software with the new energy and the new information. And as you do, your heart, dearest, will heal. And understand that you, who work with all these wires back and forth and connect with all of that and then come out and bring words of wisdom to share with others, we honor you for your service. We honor you for your teaching, and we give you one activation right there. Very powerful, huh? You see, you don't have to have all the hands going on, but it's very fun when we look you eye to eye as you are sitting down. And dearest who stands about and just holds space for the illumination of others, We know that is what you do. And as you are holding that space for the illumination of others, you automatically become illuminated yourself. So trust that energy. When you're thinking and you're standing around and you're thinking, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I feel like I'm just supposed to stand here, that is what you're doing. For you see, dearest, that energy and that vibration is about you. You see, there are so many people that are of service on this planet. You are one. You are just awakening to who you are. And as you awaken to who you are, know that you are a wise being. You will bring messages through for thousands. Maybe one at a time for a while. So you get to get busy. But understand that is who you are. And as that works through you, that energy connects here and here. So all that emotion that moves in that vibration comes through with the celebration of the simplicity. The celebration of the simplicity of being still. You know that is one of your gifts, yes? Of just being still and allowing the energy to expand around you so you can bring your wisdom and theirs to others. You know that, yes? Yes, that was not a yes or a no. You know that, yes? You do now anyway. Yes, and with that energy and with that intention as bringing your wisdom to others, you've got a lot that you have bit off and chewing on, yes? Yes, and with that information, know that you are connecting in brand new ways. So as you are connecting in those brand new ways, think not of how you used to connect. Because you'll get static. That it is all new now. You understand what we say? And that is much the case. For with that energy, as it is much the case, it is about stepping into the power of you. Now we know you step into the power of you all of the time. And now you have turned a page. You have moved into a new chapter. And what a wondrous chapter it is. Yes, and now you get to be the wisdom. You've shared the wisdom many years, but now you are the light, and that light gets the opportunity to expand in new ways. So when the opportunity comes forward for you, and it will be something that is not in your comfort zone, we ask you to just say yes. You will know what we are talking about. Huh? We get to share our vessel Maryland's best asset, huh? When we've been this way, huh? You were just getting a little too serious there. And with that energy, we've got many new men here. You are one. With that focus, know that your heart gets the opportunity to heal as well. That old pain, let it go. That old energy that says, oh, I can't do this. Who am I trying to trick? It is no trick, dearest. There's wisdom coming through that throat. And even though the energy that comes through is from the indigenous, from the ancients. You are from the future. Back here. Woohoo. You weren't, you're like Care. You didn't know what you were signing up for. But you are. Very clear. Very clear. Trust your information. Trust your light. Trust what comes through, and you must speak it. And you get the opportunity to feel it, dearest. You are a feeler. You feel for the world.
I do.
Yes, we know. You don't have to bring that pain into your body any longer. You don't have to. Do a triple bubble of protection. Put yourself into an octahedron. You don't have to feel it. Have a talk with your guidance system. And know that you are a part of the energy of this planet. Your ancestors were a part of the stone beings. You are not from here. However, your ancestors were. The stone beings, we don't see very many stone beings on this planet. Your ancestors were some of them. Ask them to bring you the wisdom as to how to work with the water. Huh? And you, a new channel is born. They make a movie. Instead of a star is born, a channel is born. Ah, a clear channel. Take a deep breath. Let her figure that one out, huh? Yeah. You bring forth that energy of love. Pure love. You try your best to hold it in and not let it be seen. Too late. It is important for you to acknowledge that and know that you bring forth, is that the dragon? You are a dragon. The dragon energy, it is coming back. And as it returns, know that you have been a dragon lord and a protector of that species. So when it arrives, be aware that you will step up to the plate there. Uh-huh. How fun will that be? You'll ride again, huh? Dearest Earth Mother, the Earth is you. The Earth is your energy. The Earth is your connection. It hurts your heart to think of that energy. So we are activating that vibration within you to know exactly what to do to heal that Earth. To know that we have been given this gift of this planet. And as we are given this gift of this planet, we dance with it. The Earth is not in trouble. The people on the planet get the opportunity to kind of rearrange a few things. You will find yourself also getting new talents and skills. So trust that energy as those new talents and skills come through. They come in new and different ways. And you are the new female. We have the new male, we have the new female, who are actually one. The new energy of purity to bring forth the future of this planet with the new children. And as that new children breathes the energy, know that that is you as well, as a forerunner of the indigo. And you, this bright light that's like, I don't know what she's talking about, but I'm going to listen, I'm going to smile. Because you've got that crown of light on your head. And as you do, know that that energy of beauty radiates out so far beyond you that that vibration all feel. You walk into a room and things turn to you, yes? They call those things people most of the time. But as we do carry that activation, know that the vibration of your communication gets the opportunity to open up. And with that vibration of communication, you also get to communicate. You also get to open that energy and that frequency that is you. And as you open that frequency that is you, everyone along this pathway opens up to your heart. Everyone along in this pathway opens up to your soul. Do we have a problem? Oh, good. And you who bring the pet here, who is ever so quiet. We love four-legged. The vessel Maryland's four-legged Isis would always come round when we channeled and sit under her chair. As you are a caretaker of the planet, and know that as you are a caretaker of the planet, that vibrational frequency is coming in deeper and deeper within you. Breathe forth. Know that your health is shifting. It is getting stronger and stronger. Because you've got this tree man here next to you. This anchor of humanity. You know, you are one of the first beings of light that ever lived on this planet. That is why your energy is a bit different. You understand that? In that capacity, know that the vibration of love that is working through you for some individuals is like, what do they call them, a backhoe? A tractor, as you call it. So trust that that vibration comes through easily and effortlessly. And you who travel from such great distances, the Pleiadian, you are truly Pleiadian, you know this, yes? I mean, everyone came through the Pleiadian gateway, but not everyone's Pleiadian. You are. So know that your vibration is shifting. Know that your spine is changing. And know that the vertebrae in your spine and your hips and the muscles that are coming out from them are transforming. See that happening. And we will help, huh? Yes. And you, mister, even your beard smiles, huh? You have shifted the consciousness of this group. Are you aware of that?
Thank you.
Yes, that is who you are. You hold that vibration of love so deeply that you cannot not be who you are. You must bring groups together. You must help them meditate, learn about themselves, anchor that energy, that wisdom, because that is who you are. We can't wait to see your art now, huh? It is going to dance and play and move and anchor, and everyone who views it is going to have their heart opened and the weaving of their soul will come into your work. Your plerk. Yes? Playless work. And as that happens, know that your own energy is transforming because there are new techniques that are coming to you. And as those new techniques are coming to you, you are awakening to, we can't even imagine. But let us try. For you see, that energy of you is moving consciously into the next dimension. So when you're not feeling like you're in your body, you're not. Trust that you are moving forward. And as you move forward, you are anchoring that energy of love and light and devotion. You know that, yes? You are in service. And sometimes you think, can't someone be in service of me? The planet is. And as that service is coming through clearer and clearer, know that sometimes all you get the opportunity to do is just be. And that radiates light. And you who are healing, understanding, even though you may not know what you're healing from, Just be present with it and allow that healing to take place and say yes to devote yourself to this one. For that light illuminates the new relationship of today. And you, dearest, we are saying, get out of your way. Get out of your way. We promise you, you will not be beaten. You will not be guillotined. You will not be drawn and quartered. You will not be burned. You will not be chained to a wall for that which you know. You've done that already. Why need you to do it again? This lifetime, once you step into your ability, and we will be happy to help, the magnificence of you will come through. You are very clear. You are very clear. And as that clarity comes through, that vibration and that connection is coming into such an aspect that even you are getting new information. Even you are coming through in such a way that the information that was before is not now. So anchor that energy. Trust it. Know that you are raising to a new level and a new level and a new level and a new level. It's not always about the story. It's about the level. So trust that energy. As the vessel Marilyn reaches into her brocket. They're very good for that. Sacred tatas, you know. Yes, you know those sacred tatas, don't you? Yes. You know, as you were in Egypt, and you were put to death in Egypt. Again, that will not happen now. So it is time for you, dearest, to step into your power as well. And as you do, the energy and vibration of you will expand and radiate out. We see this yellow and golden and violet ray all around you. So trust that vibration. And know that as you are moving, your body is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And with your body that is getting stronger, your mind is actually getting stronger. Yes, and with that mind that is getting stronger, trust yourself. You know what you get to do. You're thinking, not really. Every day you step into it. Every day you shift consciousness. And you're with a being that holds the space of transformation. So know that you are part of that energy. Yes. And as you are a part of that energy as well, breathe forth into you. Breathe now. For your heart, the pain, the old stuff, it's just that old stuff. Breathe. Holding your breath doesn't work with us. We can tell. For your breath is keeping you held back. So that is why we say, I want you to practice every day for 5 minutes a day. Just breathing. You can even put your hand on something sacred and say, I promise to breathe 5 minutes a day. Because we are putting our hands on something sacred as well. Yes. And you who teach others, hold them. Heal them, practice with them, feel the interdimensional energy. You are turning a corner. You are stepping into you. You have not been you for a long time. There is no judgment here. There's no criticism here. There's no more betrayal. There's no more abandonment. You've done that. You've experienced that. You've felt that. Yay, you don't have to do it again. Celebrate that. With that energy and that vibration, know that the vibration of you comes through in such a way that it opens the vibrational energy of others. Dearest Vestafe, the heart of you expands the nation. The heart of you expands all things. And as it expands all things, know that the sight, the clairvoyance that you are, sees what is to come. Be not afraid of that. It is good in getting better. Yes. Trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, as you trust that energy, dearest beings of light, know that you are the way showers. You are the ones we have been waiting for. If you are watching this somewhere through the miracles of modern technology, know that you are assisting that. You are making that connection. And as you make that connection, all others are making that connection. And as all others are making that connection, know that if by chance there is anything that may be standing in your way, if your heart is opened, that's been there too long. We are going to activate anything that you choose to have activated now. Is that all right? Good, because we would do it anyway. Breathe into it. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You have a task here on this planet. It is very complicated. Step one, breathe. Step two, repeat step one. And be the difference. Be the love that you are. And remember, everything is inside of you. Do not turn your power over to someone else who says, you're supposed to channel this person or this being or that being and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It is only your ego that wants to know who you are speaking with. Trust that it is always from the light. Dearly beloveds, you must remember that you are the light, as was I. I still am, as are you. It is not about who said what and what they did or what they said. It is about you, because that wisdom is brought back to you. There are many who have asked me when I am to be resurrected. Too late. It has already happened, because I am in your heart. I was reborn many years ago in your heart. So you can bring the true message forward of light, of wisdom, of honor, of compassion, of gratitude. For that will save this planet and the people on it. And possibly a little dancing on the side. For you are the dancers of light. You are dancing into a new dimension of this world. I implore you not to hold yourself back. I ask you to trust. And every time you have a doubt as to what you're doing or what you're saying, I ask for you to hear my voice inside of your heart to just say trust. And as our dear friend Adaronda would say, trust, 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 trust. Your heart. For I love it deeply. I am always with it. With you. Ah. So. Very nice. We want to play a song for you, just to remind you of who you are. It is not a new song. It is an old song. Many of you may know it. Some of you may not. The words are simple if you wish to play. That is true, you know. Let it flow into you. And 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 you. Remember who you are. Remember your vision. Remember the energy of love that you are feeling right now. And with that energy of love, the world shifts. And as that world shifts, so do you. You bought the ticket, huh? Touch the person next to you if you can. Look into their eyes. See the wisdom that they are. Still holding space at the back, eh? Is who you are. You see, it is that human touch that opens the heart. Even if it is a bit uncomfortable sometimes, huh? You thought you would get out of it. Trust yourself, dearest. Trust the wisdom. Trust that the song will come back. Trust that the vessel Marilyn's nose will drip again. Huh? For you see, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see who you are. We see your light. We see your heart. We see your wisdom that is growing and expanding. We see you making new choices. Huh? We see the happiness that is coming in. We honor it. We bid you namaste. Namaste.